Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joakim. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Sturm. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolf. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrik. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Phil Rizzuto. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Brewer. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Marv Brewer. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Joakim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Dickey, and Rizzuto drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Joakim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm hits a fly ball into left field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf takes first base on ball four. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik hits a fly ball into left field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rolf goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Yankees. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller takes first base on ball four. DiMaggio moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a pop-up towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy juggles the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Brewer. Rigney moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rigney moves to third. Webb moves to second. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell hits a pop-up towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sturm. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Sturm steals second. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rolf strikes out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Henrich hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Sturm scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Keller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keller. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Keller steals second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keller scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 0 for 1 in the game. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dickey moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Marv Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brewer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon fields the ball and throws to second. Rizzuto drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Rizzuto. Hoag moves to second. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto misplays the ball. That's an error on Rizzuto. Hoag moves to third. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rolfe moves to second. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Henrich takes first base on ball 4. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball towards left. Hoag catches it and throws to third to double up Rolfe. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rizzuto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. QL moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. QL scores. Wright moves to second. It's 4-2, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Hoag moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keller moves to second. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Dickey reaches third base with a triple. Keller scores. It's 5-2, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Webb. Dickey scores. Gordon moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-2, Yankees. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rizzuto hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brewer hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 0 for 3 in the game. Sturm hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Dickey reaches second base with a double. Moose Soltis pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickey moves to third. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickey scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Yankees. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Hallett now pitching. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Henrich takes first base on ball 4. Rolfe moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Rolfe moves to third. Henrich moves to second. One out. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Keller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Keller reaches second base with a double. Rolf scores. Henrik scores. It's 8-3, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Dickey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keller scores. It's 9-3, Yankees. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy throws to second. Safe. Over to first, and Rizzuto is out. Dickey moves to third. Gordon moves to second. Two outs. Marv Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hallett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quell hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 0-for-4 in the game. Sturm takes first base on ball 4. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Henrik hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-3, Yankees. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Keller moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Jack Hallett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallett hits a fly ball into left field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Phil Rizzuto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzuto is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rizzuto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 4 in the game. Brewer bunts towards the mound. Hallett fields it and throws to first for the out. Rizzuto moves to second. One out. Johnny Sturm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturm is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Sturm hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sturm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.